Like, what if the Earth actually is a testing ground? What if there is actually higher powers that are watching you and going, okay, when we put you in this situation, what choices do you make? What kind of human being are you? Where is your empathy? What if we were locked down and so lonely and alone because they wanted us to know how much we need each other? What if that's all this is about? What you just experienced and how you can get into a crowd and it can go one way or the other, but it can be such an amazing feeling within a crowd and within people because people are energy, because that's part of that empathy thing. And that is probably what you felt as well.
January 27th, 2022, epic day. And here's Ev coming in. Hi, Ev.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh my God, I just got in from the trucking rally down at Vaughan Mills.
Awesome. How was it?
It was amazing. It was as good as any videos you've been seeing, man.
Everyone I watch, I'm blubbering, man. I'm blubbering.
I know. We're just losing it right now.
Yeah.
Friend told me about Bobby in 2016. So yeah, I've known her almost exactly 5 years. And the first time I was coming back via Vancouver Island from Kauai, and we'd arranged our first session, and she didn't know that I was going to be there in person. She thought that I was going to be on the phone. So I showed up at her door, and so we've never seen each other since, but we've had numerous sessions on the phone or on Zoom. And then we did this summer room series in 2020, where we had people come on and have short readings and stuff. Yeah, so this is our second interview, though, since almost 2 years ago.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's really nice of you to be in the audience. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm always interested in this type of stuff. You know, like I used to just love, what was her name? Actually, she came up when I was going on Google looking for Bobby. I think they called her the New York medium.
Have any questions for Bobby from your research or wonderings in general about how spirit is supporting us?
Yeah, I guess my question would be, is she finding that spirit is speaking louder or more often now during COVID than it was before? And what kind of messages are we getting or is she getting? You know, about what's going on. Like, are there realms on the other side that are just waiting for us to ask for support post-COVID, since COVID has come along? Like, are we getting any kind of specific things from the other side that could be COVID-related?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And, you know, she's been reading with people all this time. So, yeah, she would also probably be able to speak to a difference in the kinds of messages that are coming through. I mean, certainly one of the things she said at some point in this last couple of years is that they're really watching us. They're really watching us in a different way. It's almost like, remember when we were on the ferry, Ev, and the ferry would all tip to one side because everybody would go to one side to look at a whale going by? Well, that's what's happening in spirit, she said. It's like they're all going to the side of the ship watching us.
Wow.
How we're going to get through this and how we're managing and being available to help when we ask, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But we have to ask. I think that's one of the key messages is, you know, like, and I say that all the time, law of attraction wise, you know, you got to ask, because if you don't ask, the answer is always no. You know, you got to ask.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Bobby's just coming in. Hi, Bobby.
Excuse me, I got a headset in.
Yeah, there you are.
Can you hear me better that way? Oh, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Really good.
Where I can see everyone else.
Oh, yeah, in the upper right. Yeah, click on gallery. I like gallery because then you feel like you're more in the group. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm absolutely happy to do this as it goes.
Great.
Yes, because I thought about it so much last night.
Did you? What did you think about?
Well, I thought about what we were going to do, and then I thought, why are you worried about what we were going to do? We're not, we shouldn't be worried about what we're going to do. We never are before. But things kept running and running and running in my head. And it could actually be because somebody is coming here who's with somebody who's going to watch that wants to talk. That sometimes is what it is. But I don't know if you can see on my face my lack of sleep.
Yes, I can see that.
Massive lack of sleep. And it may have happened on purpose because I've been hovering above sleep. I have to admit, I did take NyQuil two nights ago, so I could sleep because I've been hovering above sleep for a week now. They do this to me sometimes where I go to lay down and they're like, oh, yay, you're sitting. Let's talk. And that's what they do. It's horrible.
And this has been going on most of your life.
Yes. Yes. This has been going on most of my life. But the sleep thing where they pull me out so much has actually been probably about more the last 3 years. There's a heightened sense of stress in the world, and I'm probably feeling that. And then the dead people come and go, hey, my aunt is all stressed out. You gotta go talk to her.
Oh, hi.
Sorry. You coughed.
Sorry. Oh, and that, right. And then the speaker.
Yes. And then I was like, boom, I see you. It's like that, that horror movie where the guy's blind and you got to be really quiet because he's going to come kill you. I've only seen commercials for it. So cause I don't watch horror movies. I'm too scared. yes, that is what, honestly, that I'm almost bringing to you today, this unresty sort of feeling. Does anyone else feel unrested?
I do.
I was going to say sometimes I do, but you know what I've found? A lot of times I'm dehydrated, that I'm not drinking enough water. You know, that my body lets me know often by like a leg cramp or something like that, that I need to drink more water. And when I'm dehydrated, I often have this somehow kind of weird, anxious sleep. You know, I'll get on some topic in my sleep and then ruminate on that. Like the other day, it was on water, or like I have my water delivered by a water guy, and there was two cases of empty bottles downstairs outside. And like, I have no idea.
And is water a thing with you? Cause you're drinking it right now as well. When you go to drink the water and you feel the relief of I'm now rehydrating my body, does something else happen too?
It doesn't happen during the day.
It's would notice it only at that time, in all likelihood. Because I truly believe when your body does something, it's actually your body signifying something that your soul's trying to tell your mind. So I believe I wasn't able to sleep last night because there was so much being said.
Right.
So my mind couldn't go to bed. Yeah, and it could be too that something's being said to you too. And that's why it comes in the form of dehydration. You know you're missing because water is life, blood.
Interesting.
It flows energy all the way through.
Yeah.
That would actually be my guess on that one.
Interesting. But that's because
I don't see anything for what it appears to be.
Yeah.
I see what the bigger picture is. That's just the way I am.
What's happening for you, Rosalie? Do you think?
I'm generally quite well rested, but I just last night.
But it'd be really cool if none of us could sleep last night.
Yeah, but usually I need a lot of sleep to function, and it feels like I wish I could thrive on like 4 or 5 hours of sleep or something.
Oh, me too. I need 7.5 or 8, or I'm like a zombie woman. It's crazy. Yeah, anything lower than that, and yeah, I get this. My body actually even tells everyone, she didn't sleep a lot last night. That's what happened.
So before we got on, Ev was wondering if you've noticed a change in the last couple of years, just as you were saying at the outset, just in how readings are, what, you know, different messages from spirit, like, is it really amped up?
Everything's changed. Absolutely everything's changed. And it actually is at the point where when I hear the P word, I'm like, I'm going to talk about the pandemic. I do it like that because it seems like an outsidey sort of thing to what is actually going on. Because ever since this all began, at first, it was like everyone was suddenly twice as psychic as they were. Like, kaboom. And part of it, I believe, was they actually were. because people are opening up another part of their brain and realizing what they are, because I actually think we're all psychic. It's just people like me, it's either I'm crazy or I'm psychic. So I chose psychic rather than crazy. I tell you, if I tell a doctor what goes on in my head, they think, no reality there. You are not well in the head. They think I have a mental illness. Anywho, so I believe that people block out their mental illnessiness, their psychicness, their abilities, because they don't believe it to be real. So therefore it cannot be. So therefore it is a fantasy. So then they move into something they feel is real, which actually makes it so that they miss a certain thing about themselves. The pandemic is bringing that somewhat to the forefront. I think people can't get away from themselves. It's like an itch they can't help but scratch. And we're more scared than we've ever been in our entire lives. And it's not like we're afraid of something we can see. We're afraid of something we don't even, it's like it's everywhere. It's like it's over top of us. It's like it's in front of us. It's like in front of us, though, under the interpretation of other people. It is such a crazy, crazy time that I honestly think the biggest thing people need right now is grounding. And by that, that's kind of funny, because I actually believe the earth itself would like us to wake up and notice something that's going on here and why we're going through this. And grounding comes within the earth, comes within putting yourself within the earth. If everybody planted a plant for all of February, what a beautiful thing that would be. Plant a plant outside, plant a plant inside. Just the oxygen we would receive just from that little thing, that little movement. And then people would get dirty again, put their hands in soil again, try something again. If I actually made an app where you created a plant and people watered it every day and did that sort of, people would probably glob onto that quicker than an actual leafy plant. Why is that? That's really strange. It's like people want to enjoy what's not in front of them. Like they, would it be fair to say, and I put this out to everyone, that we as humans aren't used to having the things we believe in directly in front of us. And therefore this is why the pandemic is so frightening to us. Does that make sense? Am I making sense when I say that?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that before.
Because we're so incredibly virtual. And now we're faced with a virtual, I don't want to say enemy. Foe is maybe a better thing, but I adversary. Honestly don't think the pandemic itself is the foe.
Adversary?
Adversary, yes. Or attention getter. I know that's not a really good way of putting it, but that's the one that comes to my head. That what we could see ourselves going through is that this thing is the thing we're supposed to be paying attention to, but we can do all of these other things to avoid that thing. If that makes any sort of sense, like boosting your own immune system and boosting your own immune system. I mean, the best way you can boost your immune system is be happy. As soon as you're sad, you get sick.
And sleep.
Yes, sleep, which I will do when we're done. I'm just going to go.
Well, I appreciate you showing up.
Oh, of course I showed up. Well, that's the reason I couldn't sleep. It's not like the one goes without the other one.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby. So this morning before we all met up here, I went down to half an hour south from here towards Toronto to see the gathering of the convoy, the Freedom Convoy, before they left for Ottawa. And it was quite a scene. Just not too many people at first, and then more and 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 honking and flags and signs and people and trucks and cars. And I met so many people. Not a mask in sight, so much joy and hope, and everybody's emotional about this. Like, it's such a big deal. So I'm wondering, what does Spirit have to say about the Freedom Convoy?
And actually, because the Freedom Convoy is something that we see as something very important and very prevalent right now. And I don't know that they do.
Ah.
I think that they see it as a reaction, like all the other reactions. That's actually how they're putting it. And what is the message within the convoy? I have heard so many different points of view from this, because I see it on Facebook, and that's a very other point of view, like where my husband looks at it, because he has different sorts of folks on his Facebook than I do. And then I see it through, I've had clients actually message me about it, about being part of it, and they were part of it, and how it's a message of love. that's what I get from my clientele. From Facebook, I get it as a message of dissension, ascension, pushing as anger. That's what it seems like. So I believe the message is getting distorted, or it's two different sides of one message. Yeah, it's so weird though, because if you think about it, the message that I hear from folks like yourself is a message of love, of community, of a village. And then when I look at it the other way, it's a message of you're bad, we're good. It's fear.
My sense of it is that the people who are really truly in their hearts, they believe they're doing this action for the country and for the whole world.
And sometimes when people have the message of love within them, they have a, I'm going to shake your shoulders kind of feeling about them, which actually pulls out a fear sort of thing on the front. And it's so tough because I honestly, I don't know what the, what's the word I'm looking for? The solution would be. I honestly do not know what people should do. Well, yes, I do know what people should do. Yes, I do know what people should do. But when I tell people what they should do, they're like, that's really passive and annoying, and I don't like that.
What, stay home and meditate?
Yes, they should meditate. They should actually make a list of the things that really matter, that if they died tomorrow, they would think about. Or if those things disappeared out of their life, they would think about. And I honestly think the word freedom is a really big, they're popping the word freedom. And I wanted to avoid the word freedom because I find that word very, like, it's got so many different aspects to it based on the person who's saying the word. To me, freedom is the ability to pick what you get to eat, is to go where you want to go, and to not feel fear. When I think of freedom, I think of people who are held hostage. I think of people who are imprisoned wrongly. I think of people who can't do the things. Like, if I want to go and walk over there, I can walk over there. And I think that's a massive freedom. I know that's not a massive freedom, but to me it is. So in my mind, I think we're being presented with a different way of thinking and living. I honestly do. And I think that we need to adhere to that difference, and then we can move forward. I think if we keep on trying to be what we were, it's just like what, it's like trying to get back together with an ex. And this is a quote from my husband. It's like trying to put the poop back in your bum hole. He says different words, but it's an impossibility because it's all closed up. So we can't go back to where we were. We need to pivot and move to where we are. And maybe we weren't in a great place. Maybe where we were was bad. Maybe we shouldn't have people starving in the streets. Maybe we should be able to know that money isn't everything. It doesn't mean a gosh darn thing, actually. Because there's not one dead person who shows me money afterwards. The only thing they're concerned about is you. They love people. They love us. They love the feeling we give each other. And the feelings we give each other can grow into things that we don't even understand because they're so huge. And I kind of think people are at an intelligence level and a socio level where we can actually start to look at each other in this sort of way and become a massive village. And that's kind of an idealistic idea for me, but it's, I actually think the only solution we have, to be perfectly honest, I think we have to start being more of a village and start working together in a different sort of way. And the international question too. That's the pollution that we've caused by acting as though we are, that our will is so strong, our will is so important that our will needs to be heard. That's a difficulty, I think, that we're facing at this moment, because we feel that our will needs to be heard and our will is so strong, but that's kind of like standing in the center of a tornado telling the wind to stop because you're not into this anymore. I think something bigger is happening that we can't control. So we kind of have to move with it. If you wanted the tornado to stop, you'd stand in the middle of the tornado and that way you would not get hurt. I have no idea why I see that, but there's a reason why I see everything. And I don't pick up on absolutely everything I see because the people who talk in my head are smarter than me. And then they slowly can dumb things down so that I can understand them, but they'll give me a highfalutin idea. So the question was, what is the whole situation with the honestly, I don't know that I can answer that in any other way but psychically. I can't answer anything in any other way psychically.
Well, psychically is fine.
That's the only way I can answer it, because when it comes to anything, the massive empathy and that there is no right and there is no wrong comes in. And that's really annoying, but it is true. It blows my mind, actually, even after reading, how I can find myself finding my agreement with absolutely everybody's opinions. Well, not absolutely everybody, but because I can't find agreement with racism. I don't care what you do. I cannot agree with you. But that's pretty much, and sex. But things like that, where we put down another human being. But when it comes to the way the world works, we all look at it so incredibly differently that how can it only be one way or the other? It has to, it. Yeah, it's so confusing. And I thank God I am not a leader right now. Well, I wouldn't want to be a political leader right now, because they really, they're in the middle of it too. They have no idea what the heck is going on either. They have no, yeah. And honestly, I could talk in circles about the political stuff of things so that I keep talking in circles, if that makes any sort of sense. I don't worry about it as much as other people do. I don't worry about it because I feel that things I worry about are things that can get me, or there are things that I will give power to. So I do not worry about it. And we've had the COVIDs here. It's bounced off our family and it bounced off again. So then that, it was like nothing. It was like nothing.
Not as big.
Everyone
as
got a cold. Not as big, but we are all vaccinated, folks. I got vaccinated because my kids got vaccinated. Because I thought if I was on the Titanic with my kids and they all said, okay, we're getting in the lifeboat. And I said, no, I don't know. But I'm getting in the lifeboat. Because if they die, why would I want to stay? They're one of the things that keeps me happy here. The people. And I honestly, okay, I'll say it. I'll say it out loud in public. I honestly see the earth as a stopping point. I see our incarnation here as a time of learning and healing and growing. And I actually see our full existence in other ways.
And how do you see it?
I see our full existence. Oh, golly sakes. I kind of see it as existing in different realms. I know we have the other side. And when I talk to the dead and I chat with them, there is a containment around them because they stay within that personality to keep on talking to the living here, to keep that whole situation intact. But in fact, their relationship with that living person precedes that idea of the relationship that that living person has. Like, for example, your dad, Lynn, most likely was, okay, might be here telling me he was your brother at one point. And then in this incarnation came down as your dad. Now, the fact that he was your brother at one point just means that you two are both part of the same pod trying to figure out what to do here. That's, in my opinion, why we're here. We're here to come down and go, okie dokie, what did all those guys do? Okay, now I'm going to take that ball and I'm going to run with it and I'm going to make this world a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. Like, what if the earth actually is a testing ground? What if there is actually higher powers that are watching you and going, okay, when we put you in this situation, what choices do you make? What kind of human being are you? Where is your empathy? Because I'll tell you, and I think every psychic who's listening to this will know, our empathy is insanity. It is so frustratingly high. And I say frustratingly because I put empathy into, I actually moved my pendulums and I said, hello, ladies, I'm just going to move you over here into a group. Because I thought they could hear me. Because a little part of me sees absolutely everything as having a soul. Even though my logical mind says, no, your plates don't have a soul. They don't get upset when you don't rotate them, so they all get used evenly, because that is actually something I do. It's terrible. It makes it very hard to get rid of things. But okay, so in my opinion, the most important thing we need to learn right now is that when you're at the convoy thing and you're feeling that energy, all those people concentrated on something positive, that must have been such an incredible high. You probably floated all the way home.
Well, it was like leaving a party in the middle of it, because they were still going to be there for an hour. And I was leaving after being there for an hour and a half as it was growing and growing and honking and honking. And when I was driving back closer to home, I was thinking, I can still hear the honking. That is so weird. Like I could hear honking still.
And yeah, and it made you feel part of something larger than you, didn't it?
Yeah, it's been so long since I went and said, hi, can I record you a little bit for my podcast? Hi, you know, what brought you here? And shaking hands and having hugs. And it was just like old times. It was just like what I used to do all the time, you know, going to events and photographing.
Yeah, meeting people. Yeah.
Giving my card out, keep in touch. You know, I made a bunch of good contacts today.
They actually even say in my head, here I am reading you, it means even so, I can't help it, so much more now. Because now you appreciate what you used to be able to do so easily. That's the way that they're putting it. I honestly think that when we get through this, when we actually go to the other side of that curtain, because they told me it'd be 3 to 5 years. When it first happened, they said, how long is this going to, I said, I hear 3 to 5 years. People like almost got up and smacked me, which I understand, especially at first it freaked, because that was when everyone was locked right the heck down and so lonely and alone. What if we were locked down and so lonely and alone because they wanted us to know how much we need each other? What if that's all this is about? What you just experienced and how you can get into a crowd and it can go one way or the other, but it can be such an amazing feeling within a crowd and within people because people are energy, because that's part of that empathy thing. And that is probably what you felt as well.
It's so familiar, you know, but I remember the first time I went into a group dance thing outside last year, I guess, and it was just so emotional at first because it was all about what we used to do without all this other distraction and preoccupation.
And fear.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, the nebulousness of it, you know, like the invisible adversary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel the invisible adversary?
No.
Not at all. So are you, okie dokie, because I actually feel that COVID itself is a result of a different energy. That's my thinking. Either that or that energy is globbed onto it and grown from it in some sort of way, because we can make anything happen pretty much. If I want to manifest money, all I do is think about money and boom, there it is. So we can make anything physical actually come to our lives. I've done it so many times in my life. So could it be that we, oh my gosh, my brain just went right down one rabbit hole. What if we caused this because we were actually so incredibly depressed and we did not even realize it, that we needed this so that we could be reminded of how much we mean to each other?
I think it's entirely possible. And also that for quite a while before this happened 2 years ago, it just felt to me like it couldn't keep going on the way it was. It just felt like it was running ragged, like we were all just running ragged, right? You're agreeing there, Ev. Yeah.
Yeah, that there were systems that were breaking down that needed to break down, like the school system, like the banking system, like the religious system, like the political system. All these systems, they're imploding on themselves. And so I believe it's an opportunity for us to pick up what worked, leave what didn't work laying where it is, and then recreate society, not from a top down, but from a bottom up.
Yes, you know, yes, from a gathering.
Yeah, from a gathering where we're autonomous, where we're small communities, and we say, hey, how many people want this? And we all put our hands up. And so we're agreeing, not from a top down saying, this is how it's going to be.
This is what should happen.
This is how it feels. It feels like there's a handful of superpowers that are telling us this is the way, this is the new normal.
Yeah. You know? And would you even say that they're taking advantage of the situation at hand and capitalizing upon it?
Yeah, I have a whole different idea that it was actually, you know, orchestrated.
Yes, I know lots of folks. And I can go with that orchestrated idea completely and absolutely, because to my mind, they tell me what to do. I'm not the only human being they tell what to do, because I can't give everything to us, because I think human beings are so incredibly unevolved. We're actually quite stupid in comparison to the other people that I speak to that do not have the constrictions of a meat suit. Yeah. And I agree. We have to have only round tables. That's actually what was going through my head when you were talking about what you were talking about. Yeah. And I'm curious, Rosalie, you're a younger person. And so with my children are looking at this in a different sort of way because they are 18 to 22. So the way they're seeing everything, they're just taking it on the chin. They're just rolling with it. This is the way it is. They're moving into the online living and blah, 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 blah. Is that something younger people are able to do because they're younger and they don't remember the 80s?
The 80s.
People my age are zippity-doo-dying back to the 80s before they had phones.
Right. Oh, I see. Fully on. Yeah, it's funny because I was talking to Troy about this the other day. I mean, my boyfriend Troy is over there. He's having a bite to eat. We're both like 31, 32, so not super young, but it feels like not in my 20s. I feel grateful to have kind of grown up in the time that I did because kind of saw the birth of the internet, you know, and like this online. Like, I think now it's like it has been for a while where kids are born into this virtual world, like not knowing what it was like before cell phones and stuff.
Yeah, not knowing what it was like before computers.
Yeah, so I feel lucky to have seen both sides of it. I haven't gotten the vax, and it's definitely like caused some friction. Like, I think we're still a minority, like just anecdotally, like within our kind of friend group.
Yeah, and I don't get that. I honestly don't. I can do anything if I feel that I have my protections on myself. When I got vaccinated, I put a little thing all around it, and I swear it's right there. It's just, it hasn't even entered my body or any, but I believe I can do that. But why the devil are non-vaccinated people not allowed places? If they're not vaccinated, isn't it just that they are only endangering themselves? That's like an actual question. I don't understand. And I don't understand the vilification. There's no logic. It doesn't make actual, when my little brain goes in there, and when I think about, okay, so we have, when my kids weren't chickenpox vaccinated, they were still allowed to go to school. And if they got chickenpox, that's my fault. Wasn't that the way we used to think? Why are unvaccinated people? This is why I believe people are getting this idea that, okay, so they want me to get vaccinated so bad. What's in that? I can understand where you get that idea, because it's being pushed on you so much. It makes you think, why? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I think at the end of the day, it's really simple for me. It's just like, I have no judgment for anyone, regardless, like for the decision they make. It's everyone's own decision.
And is that what the convoy is looking at? The vaccination, or it's the mask mandate more than the vaccination mandate, correct?
The whole shaboom shebang.
Reaction.
Yeah. Just drop it all. Just drop the whole thing.
See what happens.
Yeah. Be done with it. It's not about them. Only it's about the whole country. It's about the country and the world. They're doing it for everybody.
Yeah, it's a precedent. That's what I'm hearing in my head, is to set a new precedent.
And never, ever in the history of the planet, when there's been an illness, have we also segregated the healthy? You know, I mean, when there's people who are ill, you take them and you shield them. Mm-hmm. If it's the old people, if it's the people with comorbidities, you take them. You don't shut down the entire planet and say, everybody's staying in. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, every business is closing down. Like, there has to be, again.
It's a very strange reaction, isn't it?
Well, it's not strange. It's
if you look
sinister.
The other way.
It's sinister.
But where would the logic be to shut down the economic movements? Why would they shut down the economic movements? Why would they shut down the flow of money? Why would they take away people's ability to feed and clothe themselves? Do you see it as possibly part of an even larger mandate that we don't see yet that might be coming? And this is a way of lulling us into complacency.
Yeah.
Because once we start seeing, okay, well, we're used to this, well, we'll get used to that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I could see that. And okay. I got to tell you, the only things I like about the mask is when I sing in the grocery store, people don't know it's me. And when it's cold outside, my face is covered and it's not as cold. And I actually live in Courtney, so it's not cold outside. Well, I think it's cold outside because it's ocean cold. But those are my two pro mask things. Those are the only ones. So maybe I'll just keep wearing them like a crazy person. So, but okie dokie. All right. Now, when I talk about this being energetically charged or divine, does anyone else see that as well? Or am I all alone on a lifeboat there?
I think a lot of people are seeing that there's a higher purpose to it, that this needs to play out, that there's lots of choices, like you say, as to how, you know, if we're reacting or just staying neutral, feeling like we're still contributing, even if we're quietly at home. Yes.
I have an idea, actually. Well, it's not even my idea. It's one that came to me, of course. If everyone started meditating about all doors opening, about everything opening up, I believe that, especially with the government, because they're the only ones I ever manifest money from, because F them, they take enough of people's money, they can give me a whole bunch and they make it, for goodness sakes. So I have no guilt about taking money from them. So have no guilt about manipulating them. You already do when you vote. You choose who you want. You choose it based on what they say they're going to do. So you're manipulating the process. If everyone sat down at 2:22 on January, well, we're already past January 22nd, but we're in 2022, and said, I would love all the doors to open. I would love open arms to be, and actually see everyone without masks on, actually see everyone holding hands, you will actually bring that process quicker to you. I believe that 150,000%. And I know that's not a real percentage. But I do believe that completely and absolutely, because I believe that the more fearful we become, we actually might create something. We might create some sort of anger within a group of folks that we do not want to create anger in, because then we might have a secondary problem on top of the one we have already. That's my thinking. I honestly believe we're all supposed to come together. And maybe if we all come together, and yeah, if I come to the convoy with you, I'd say, okay, well, let's all do a little meditation. If I said prayer, people would have listened a lot quicker. If I said meditation, they'd be like, weirdo. Anywho, but if everyone all sat and said, okay, everyone think love, it would have been such a different sort of, like, and it would have been an even greater feeling, but I think you would have been catapulted home rather than driven home. It would have actually probably would have stayed. You probably would have lapped up all of that. So in my opinion, maybe that is something we can do, because otherwise I can't see a solution, because this is not going to work. We cannot part. We cannot go red and blue, which is what I actually saw at the beginning of the pandemic. I saw the blue and the red battling, and we see the blue and the red as Republican Democrat, but it also might be fire and water. It might be two opposing things that need to actually exist side by side in order to create the thing in the center, which is the earth. I never thought of that. It's just that. So just right in a second. Anyway, I'm rambling.
Virginia joined us a little later on, and I'm wondering if you have any question or comment, Virginia. Thanks for coming.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Virginia.
Sorry for being late. I thought it was Pacific time. I don't think I have any questions, but I do want to comment that this has been really helpful, just even the little titch that I kind of caught towards the end, because I have found myself just feeling so angry this week. And then on top of that, I think in addition to that, what I recognize is that, like, I have so much fear, and I work really hard in my daily life to recognize fear and move away from it whenever I can, in any way I need to. But I have found myself, like, almost feeling like I'm unable to step out of the fear.
Because it's all around you.
Yeah. And also because, like, it's just being a non-vaccinated family, but also being a blended family with the other part of our family, week on, week off, being vaccinated. It's been so, like, divisive, even in our own family, although we don't talk about it, but you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like living in, I feel like it's felt like living in a war, And then it came into my own home even. So it's just like, I don't know. So when you spoke about meditation and just imagining, you know, the doors opening, I really needed to hear that because it gives me a way to go back to myself. Like, and I haven't, you know, I've tried prayer, I've tried, but my prayers have all been about like keeping it, I don't know. So thank you.
Like, you're very, very welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you. Because I never know. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And honestly, I just say what I hear. And I honestly believe that's actually what we all need to do. That's what we're supposed to be doing. I think that's what this is for. But that's my feeling. And it could be that they took it over. Let's hope that.
Yeah. Commandeered.
Commandeered. Commandeered something that was going badly. Yeah. It just actually heard in my head, why didn't they not commandeer the Holocaust? Like that in my head. So I guess, but if we hadn't had that horrific event, then we wouldn't have it to look back on and go, oh, we don't want to do that again.
Exactly. We wouldn't have that reference point. It, I mean, not that that's a good reason for that to have happened, but you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a live and learn. And it, the Black Plague comes to mind too, for some, because the Black Plague's constantly coming to mind for me, because to me, the Black Plague marks the witch hunt. Everyone needed someone to blame. So they blamed the healers and called them witches and things like that. And now we still own the word, for goodness sakes. But I just see such a parallel between this and the Black Plague. Let's hope not, because that lasted 500 years. We don't want that. We won't last for 500 years. We'll be lucky if we last to five in it. But I honestly think that we have to look at it and go, oh, snazzy. I am so glad that broke down all of society, because that really sucked. Let's move forward with this.
Yeah, but if we live another, if this lasts another 500 years, I might come in as my father's mother.
Yes, you absolutely might. And then you will have a knowing of what's going on because you lived and died through it. And you will come in with an idea of how to actually move forward with it in a productive way.
Well, yeah. And all of us might have been involved with the witch hunt and popped in now to be here now.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I know certain people. I can still feel the flames licking my toes. Sorry, I got my sachet away cup from my husband because Drag Race. If you're feeling sad, watch RuPaul's Drag Race. It'll take you out of all your sadness.
I did watch a little bit of that because a friend mentioned it, but I love BTS. I love those guys.
What is BTS? That? I know this.
Yeah, they're the seven guys, the boy band from Korea.
Oh, yes. BTS, yes. Yeah. And they are a happy band because when the Republicans were putting out a whole bunch of negative stuff, BTS was bombarding them on TikTok, where you'd go on White Power and then you'd see a BTS guy dancing like this. Yeah, they good for them. Yeah, they threw flowers at it, which is what you got to do. You got to throw it. It's like when you're in an argument with a crazy person. If you act like a crazy person too, now you're dead because they're actually crazy and you're just pretending. If you actually just stay calm, the crazy person will slowly but surely come back to where you are if you stay grounded. So stay grounded.
Well, and that's the thing is we've got to just keep moving forward, right?
And we have to stop blaming each other.
Yeah. Just let it go. Let the blame go. Yeah.
Let the blame go. I am vaccinated, but in my 20s, I put things in my body that I didn't ask where that came from. So that's why. I was like, and sometimes they would, yeah. Anyway, I wasn't always a good girl. Let's put it that way. So I marry it in that kind of way. And I am of the absolute belief that everything I believe becomes my reality. Everything. That's why I want everyone to plant a plant. That's why I want everyone to concentrate on someone they love. Just think about that person for 5 seconds, picture their face in your head, and boom, you won't be as angry anymore. Because you'll think about how much you adore them. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, focus on the love. And I really liked what you said, Bobby, about how it's just really helped us to appreciate what we appreciate. And
yeah, and more, please.
before that.
Because think about how much we were appreciating when it first started and everybody was out of their planes and such, and they were fishing the canals and they could see the Himalayas and things were so snazzy. And then everyone went, but I want to, which I think is part of our difficulty, that I want to.
Well, we were also told it was going to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and now we're 2 years. So,
yeah, when they said 2 weeks, yeah, when they said 2 weeks, I was like, you guys are liars. Yeah,
I want.
Well, see, that's
the
thing. It's like telling a kid you can't smoke cigarettes. So what do? They want to smoke cigarettes really bad, even though they know it sucks to smoke cigarettes. It's really bad for you. You can never stop. But you've told them they can't, so therefore they want to even more. But at the same time, too, the vilification of people. I have a client who got the vaccine and she got Bell's palsy. Half her face fell. And looking at lots her, you them. Think anyone who's blood related to her might go, well, maybe we have a reaction to the vaccine. So if they don't get vaccinated, am I to vilify them, not invite them to Christmas now because they're thinking of they don't want this to happen to their face? It's mean. It's divisive. It's it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't be happening. Yeah, but I enjoy the mask though. That's just me though, because it creates a layer. Going to the grocery store is really difficult when you're super psychic. Going out in public is really difficult. So if you can put a little mask on, a little barrier, it feels really good. And I'm hiding because I live in a smaller town. I read a lot of people in this town. And it's not that people come up to me. They actually avoid me when they see me. They're like, oh, she knows about my sex life. And they go the other way. Anywho. I believe that what you believe will be your reality. Believe positive. And that this is a positive. And then, because that's why I've been moving towards the growing things. I'm trying to find the positive within the misery. And if I find the positive, then the positive is the thing I concentrate on. And the positive becomes bigger and stronger. And then my neighbor notices it because my neighbors notice. I can feel I do my readings outside right now, which I'm actually quite enjoying. It's beautiful to do my readings in nature, but I can feel the difference in the neighborhood. So what I do affects everyone around me. What we all do affects everyone around us. So honestly, with the convoy, if you have a loved one in the convoy, send them hearts. Hearts and love.
I was handing out heart cards today.
Yeah, of course you were. I love your heart cards. Your heart cards are great. See, your heart cards are a beautiful way of spreading love.
Yeah, and I started with the three cop cars that were parked together in the empty parking lot when I went to find out where the convoy was starting up and had a little chat with them. And that was so fun. They got believe in your strengths, inspiration flows from you.
I like that. Believe in your strength. Those are very good. Yeah. Was one, don't screw with your authority.
Don't mess with your mandate.
Yeah, because all I'm thinking here is there's three cop cars there. The criminals are having a real good time because the cops are watching people in a convoy. It's like crazy. I wonder, do you think anything will come of it?
Oh, yeah. Ottawa's going to get totally gridlocked for days, and that's going to be really interesting. And they might call the army, I guess, but it'd be nice if they didn't. The thing is, I've driven across the country a few times, and I'm just really enjoying the feeling of imagining all those people in a convoy. Like, it just gives a glue to the whole population in a way that I've never imagined.
It's got to give such a beautiful sense of belonging.
Yeah.
That you're part of something larger than yourself.
That you can see.
I was going to say, they are all part of something much larger than themselves. They're just, now they're making it visible to them. See, to me, if I was driving in it, I would be seeing all the things floating above all the cars, and I'd be talking to all the spirits in my head and making sure everything is right because I don't trust humans. Well, they're so limited with their minds and things. I can't go. Yeah, no.
Maybe you were one of the drones. I saw three drones flying around above the.
Oh, yes. I would like to think I was more of a bird than a drone. Oh. Yeah, I would most definitely be a bird. cascading through. Yeah, maybe pooping on here and there.
I saw some of those too. Okay, well, any last questions for comments from anybody?
No? It's decidedly silent. I'm actually, because I can't see anyone's face.
Oh, right.
I actually don't know if I've offended anyone, and I hope I haven't.
I have a question for my daughter, if that's okay.
Of course.
Okay, just one sec. She wants her face on here.
I do.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if this is going to be over.
Oh, the pandemic? Think of it more as it will slowly go away, and what residual will be a wonderful thing. Think of it that way. Like when it does end, it's like a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, but you can never see the end of the rainbow because it just ended. Does that make sense? I don't think it's going to end, but you won't always have to wear a mask to school.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
To see your friends' faces again, to be able to smile at them again.
Actually, I get to see their faces when we have lunch.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, because well, you got to eat. Yeah, yeah. It will be over soon enough. They actually want... This is going to sound silly, but this is what I've been told. They used to sing songs about things like this, like round around a rose.
Ring Around the Rosie.
That's it. Thank you. Ring Around the Rosie is actually about the plague. It's about the plague ending. Yes. So if you could sing a song about it ending, you could sing a song about maybe being happy. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, something like that. And then see everyone take off their masks or something. You tell all your friends to do it. You could actually make it disappear quicker. Because you guys are the most powerful people. Because you guys are just pure fun. Because yeah. Being a kid is the best thing in the whole world. Enjoy it. Yes, someone cooks all your food for you. They make sure that you have clothes and shelter. Being a kid is the best thing in the whole wide world. So use that best energy.
I just got food.
You just got food.
That's me. Time to eat.
Yeah, and you're eating it under your shelter.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
You.
What a sweet face.
Yeah. Ev?
I'm good. Just wanted to say thank you, Bobby. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Can I ask, do you have a gentleman on the other side, a husband or a son?
Me?
Yeah.
A gentleman on the other side, a husband or a son.
Or do you ever feel anything in your apartment?
Not really.
I keep seeing a man standing behind you. That's why I asked that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a second. My first true love just died on the 9th of January.
Oh, I see. Okie dokie. Yes. And actually, I don't know if you can feel something sometimes here, but he's showing that he kisses you on the head here. And I believe he has a son. There's something about a son with him because you two did not make a son, correct?
No.
I think there's something about his son and he's coming to you. You actually meet maybe the most open head he can see. Yeah, he might come from a family who does not believe in life after.
Oh, yeah.
And so they might be closed off either. And in the morning.
I don't think he.
Neither did my dad, the silly goose. Yeah. So, yeah, I had to mention him because he's been mentioned me. Yeah. It's a confirmation that you know he's there. Yeah. And he actually still loves you.
Oh.
And you still got it going on, by the way, as well. Especially in your tushy area. Yeah.
Well, he was my great love.
Yes. We and like you were 25. His too.
Well, yeah. I was 25. He was 10 years older than me. And he was my great love.
Yeah. He says circumstances. So circumstances may have brought you guys apart, which could even be the decade difference, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wanted you to know he was there. Yeah. He wanted me to know to tell you. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Sorry, Lynn.
That's okay. Rosalie.
It's like hurting a cat.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing for me, but thank you. No, I really enjoyed just listening in.
Thank you, Rosalie. I actually even hear for you, pretend you are.
Pardon me?
pretend you are. People don't need to know you're not. They actually even show you pretending you're vaccinated so you can get in on listening to what the vaccinated people are talking about. They're not talking about anything you don't know about.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Well, it's just because of the offset. It's I pretend I'm not psychic because when people find out I am, they treat me differently. Or when they find out what I do for a living. So pretend I have no trouble with keeping people on the what they ought to know rather than what they feel they ought to know.
Yeah, so, I hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they want that for you, I think, because there's something, I don't know if it's hurting your heart, the way people are reacting or listening to the things that go on. They want you to not feel like you are part of something that other people are poo-pooing or shunning or anything like that. They don't want you to feel that way. It's really important that you don't. They want you to feel loved and accepted and that you're of your own mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice to hear it.
They told me to. Not that always, I don't believe it.
Always do what you're told.
I'm a very obedient little psychic because if I'm not, I'm a very punished little psychic. So, well, not punished. That's too harsh a word. Yeah.
Build up. Well, Bobby, it's been a full hour and we really appreciate being with you. And thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so very much for letting me ramble on as much as I did. Did not expect to, but yeah. If I don't get interrupted, I keep talking.
Yeah, well, that's true. And Virginia and your daughter and Rosalie and Ev, if you want to stay on for a little bit, we can chat or carry on into our days, whatever you'd like. It's up to you.
I'm going to need to go, Lynn. I'm really plugged up right now and I have a sound healing in an hour, so I need to eat something before I go.
Concentrate on your Ajna chakra, your third eye.
Okay.
I think that's why you're plugged up.
Is it?
I used to get so plugged up from my sinuses and third eye, so it wasn't flowing the energy all the way up.
Okay.
Yeah, which might be why he kissed you on the forehead.
Aww.
Because then you'll be able to see him.
Okay, bye, thank everyone.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn.
Yes, thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, well, thank you both, and Virginia and daughter.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
I'm.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Bobby.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.